Hello there, soul sister. How are you? I hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you are. And this pep talk is all about ways to support a super powerhouse system of your body, your digestive system, your gut. There are a lot of great episodes that I've already recorded talking about ways to eat better, nourish your body and mind, and this is going to be another one. So I hope you'll pull up a chair or just keep driving safely to wherever you're going or keep doing the dishes and the laundry and all the things that we do. And I really want you to listen to what I'm saying and then apply it, because there's so many simple ways that you can do to support this powerhouse system of the body that truly has a ripple effect into your energy, your happiness, and your life force. Welcome to the Thrive With Me podcast. Imagine waking up each day truly excited about how you show up as a wife, mother, and ambitious woman, feeling clarity and confidence in how you design a life that you love and define success on your own terms. Hey, I'm your host, Natasha Bell, and this podcast is for the modern, ambitious woman ready to rise in health, community, and faith in her calling while having a lot of fun. Each week, two new episodes, and they are here to inspire you to dream a little bigger and to propel you forward in the life you are creating. We are choosing vibrant, whole health over burnout and overwhelm, a powerful mindset, building a strong spiritual foundation, and doing it with the best community of women who are here to cheer you on. And we are going to learn so much together from impactful interviews with women just like you who are building families, careers, and legacies. It's my mission to cheer you on, see you win, and magnify the voices and gifts of women in our community. Let's go. Yes, let's talk life force. I am so happy that you are here. And if you're here, you know how passionate I am about supporting women as they prioritize their health and well-being, because this is the catalyst to how we show up in our homes, in our relationships, and in our careers. And if you're here, it's because you are super ambitious and you are really devoted to creating a life that you love living and that you feel your very best. So I hope this pep talk meets you exactly where you are and in a way that you need it. And I really want you to walk away with some very practical tips on how to support your gut health. Your gut is a powerhouse system. And I have a feeling that, you know, you're seeing all the podcast episodes, you're seeing all the reels, the Instagram stories and posts about gut health. And maybe you're all in, like maybe you're somebody who's already doing these things. You understand the value of supporting the gut, but maybe you're not. And that's okay. Like, let's just start where you're at. Or maybe as it pertains to health, sometimes we forget about the simple ways that we really can lean into supporting our bodies. And I feel very confident that if you walk away and start integrating some of the ways, I'm talking about three foods that are good for your gut today, as well as a couple kind of bonus tips, because it's sometimes not just what we're adding, which I like to focus on that as a coach within health and business. It's not so much what we're taking away. Let's focus on the good that we're bringing in. But there are definitely a few other things that I'll mention that I think is worth considering. If you are sitting here thinking, how can I support my life force? Because like you, life is so full. We have all of these amazing, exciting dreams and our families need us and we're running the kids all over the place to all their activities. And I want you to feel your very best. I want you to have that life force. So let's get to it. Okay. So first of all, this is just actually like a really real honest contemplation for yourself. Spring energy. I've had a couple episodes lately where I'm talking about like refreshing your wellness routines around spring. Such a beautiful time of the year to be diving a little deeper into cleansing, maybe detoxing, food, supplements, tinctures, herbal remedies. Like, there are so many brilliant ways and things that we have access to that can really support the organs in your body. And so I really think that's worth considering. If you need a little inspiration, head back to one of those episodes for sure. But really, I want you to ask yourself this question. In the season that you're in right now, how are you actually nourishing your body? Like, are you doing a good job? Are you not doing a great job? And that's okay. Like, just let's do a little check-in today, because as you look at the rest of your week, or you look at your calendar, if you're like me, there are so many things on that calendar that require your life force. And if you're looking for the quick fix, if you're looking for a quick pill or something that's going to do it for you, I just want to remind you that it really is those consistent actions that you take every single day that continue to stack and create this compound effect that you will be feeling better. And you have to reclaim that and take ownership of that. And yes, I love convenience. I think that there's lots of beautiful ways to work smarter, not harder. But honestly, at the heart of everything I do, nourishment is so, so important. That is the life force. So I hope that you can do that little check-in, take a little pulse on where you're at. And again, no shame, no judgment, just it's not good or bad. It's just where you're at. Could you do better? And if you could do better, like, let's talk about some of these ways that you can kind of fire up that digestive system. I have a lot of podcast episodes talking about gut health, talking about mental wellness, talking about ways to support the body. So go back. Well, it kind of supports the potty too. That's funny. Okay. Anyways, mom jokes, right? So go and if you need to get kind of fired up about this and excited about it and understand again, reclaiming the power that you have, you don't need to outsource this to anyone else. Like, there's so many gentle shifts that you can do and create to feel your very best. But the digestive system has a big job. Like, there's so many functions that it has. Obviously, you know some of the big ones, like breaking down food, absorbing food, eliminating waste, but it really does affect the resiliency of your endocrine system, your hormones, the resiliency of your immune system. Like, so if you're somebody that has a really degraded gut or digestive system, you might notice symptoms like getting sick a lot more frequently or staying sick longer. Inflammation in the body, our gut health in general will impact how your brain works, your mood, your happiness, stress hormones. Like, this is why I say it's a powerhouse. There are so many roles and responsibilities and this ripple effect that happens when our gut is either functioning optimally or it's not as optimal. And you will feel that as a result in all those areas. Like I said, like, you know, your digestive system, bloating, gas, lack or ability in it being able to eliminate. I mean, your hormones, what are your cycles like? What's your mood? Are you agitated? Are you irritable? Are your stress hormones like off the charts? Are you experiencing like a lot of inflammation? Is your immune system not functioning as well as it can? So remember, our body is constantly, I'll turn my phone off here. Are you paying attention to the signs that your body are giving you? Because I just think that is so, so good. And you got really honest with yourself about how are you actually nourishing it? And so our gut is really responsible for a lot of things. And to be honest with you, when you see me sharing about Amare and the mental wellness company, this is why this partnership and these products were such a no-brainer to me as a registered holistic nutritionist and the way that I support women in feeling their best and having energy and building this life force. When I found this product suite of products that were natural, that worked really well and really supported gut health in general, but obviously our mood, our energy, our happiness, all the things that I've just talked about, that's why that was such a no-brainer. And I love, you know, supplements and vitamins. I think there's a time and a place for using those things for sure. So you know that I talk about those. There's other episodes about it. I talk about it on social media. There's a link in here in the show notes that if you're looking for something to kind of amp up and support some of the things that we talk about today, you can grab a $10 off code or come and send me a message. I love creating like a little custom wellness routine for you based on what your goals are. So please, let's have a conversation over on Instagram. And there's lots of different ways that I can support you as you support gut health and kind of add in whether it's our like cortisol lowering drink, Happy Juice, that's gone viral for good reason. I mean, we have an unbelievable protein powder that actually is boosting the microbiome as well. And there's a whole bunch of other options as well. Kids, for mama, you know, dad, all the people. So that's one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about this topic. And just from my experience of working with people within their health, this tends to be a weak point for a lot of people. And there are a lot of ways to do that. So obviously the supplements and the products that I talk about all the time, I love, but let's get back to the basics too. There, like I said, there's no one quick pill, like you have, or quick fix. You have to do the work too and take ownership. So when it comes to nourishment, did you know there's some foods that you can do that are really supportive of gut health? And I'm going to talk about three today. There's lots more in terms of, you know, probiotic and prebiotic and other foods that are really, really supportive. But here are a few that I thought would be worth adding in. And I just wanted to explain to you how you can actually use them. That's the next step, right? Like, how am I actually going to apply these to my meals and the way that I'm nourishing my body? So the whole idea of these foods being supportive of gut health is understanding that we need this good gut flora, this like good balance of good and bad bacteria in the gut, in the digestive system. And so we want to kind of feed that, but recognizing that there's a lot of reasons why our gut will be imbalanced. So, you know, stress, environment, water, water sources, if you're drinking tap water, depending on the city that you live in, the air that we breathe, the products that we use. I mean, whether you've been on antibiotics, if you've been on birth control pill, like, there are so many reasons why you might have a compromised gut. And there are these foods that we'll talk about that are really beneficial, but it is really important to recognize, like I said, there's a few other shifts. Let's focus on what we're adding, but there definitely are a few things that I think would be so, so valuable for you and your whole family to consider moving forward. So we're trying to really feed the good and balance out the bad and build up, because it depends on where you're beginning. So if you identify with a lot of the symptoms that I was talking about at the beginning of the podcast episode, like, you're going to be like, heck yes, there's definitely ways that I can be supporting this. Also, sometimes our skin is going to tell us if our gut is out of balance as well too. So I feel like probably from some of the things that I've talked about, you've kind of, you know, checked a box and know like, yep, this is something worth getting back and kind of realigning with. So one of my favorite foods we're talking about fermented foods, because they really are that probiotic source for the body. Yes, you can take probiotics. Like I mentioned, I have lots of things that I take. Probiotics are definitely one of those. And let me just please say that quality is so important. When you are investing into your food and investing into vitamins, supplements, whatever it is, make sure it's a good quality one. Because if not, what's the point? Like, there is no point in taking it. And in terms of gut health, especially probiotics, you want to make sure you're taking something that actually is formulated in a way that will allow the probiotics and the good stuff to actually get to your gut, like actually make it through the digestive process and not be burnt off somewhere at the top and actually make it to where it needs to go to actually nurture the microbiome. So that's really, really important. If you're someone that's like, well, I take my probiotic, I want to challenge you first, make sure it's really good quality. And if it is, let's talk about some of these food things. So sauerkraut, kimchi, and yogurt, or kefir, are three foods that I think are really valuable and definitely staples in our home that I work into meals. So sauerkraut, before kids, the beginning when I was at home a lot more with my kids, I used to make my own sauerkraut. You probably saw me share that somewhere along the lines. And honestly, it is so affordable and so easy to make yourself. Head to Pinterest, I don't even know, buy a little e-course. There's lots of people showing you how to make fermented foods. But I will admit, I now buy my sauerkraut and my kimchi. I actually love the sauerkraut. I actually just topped up at Costco last week. They have a great one in the refrigerated section. I really, really love. So for me, when it comes to sauerkraut, it's like cabbage. And really, you usually just use cabbage and water and salt to actually start the fermentation process. You can create fermented veggies with like carrots. Obviously, you know, pickles is a version of that, but there's a way to do it in a really healthy way. So cucumbers, you know, there's lots of ways. Asparagus, beans, you can ferment anything. And maybe depending on where you shop, you might actually be able to find that in a really good quality way that it's unpasteurized, I guess I would say, that it's not like traditional food manufacturing. So get like a good local brand or something that from your local health food store, if you don't want to put in the elbow grease yourself, there's definitely a way to find it. And again, kind of bonus points. I love that I can get a big batch of sauerkraut at Costco, but again, source local, check out what they've got there for you. And I just like having a couple tablespoons once a day with a meal. So sometimes I'll work it into like a salad. But for example, last night we had a yummy chicken that I had done up in my cast iron pan. It was delicious. My daughters worked together to make some yummy mashed potatoes, and I just had some sauerkraut on the side. So I started with the sauerkraut first, kind of activated those digestive juices and got my system going before I had the rest of my meal. But sauerkraut's really great to use in that way. And you might be familiar with kimchi too. It's more of like a Japanese fermented food. You'll find it usually in like the international section or in the refrigerated section. Again, just a little more spice often. There are brands like I shop at Sobeys a lot. I think that's just a Canadian chain, but Sobeys has a number of different kimchi options, and so they're really good too. Same thing, like a tablespoon or two, maybe once a day. I'll sometimes just, you know, it's good to diversify and have different forms. So maybe if it's sauerkraut one day, kimchi the other day. I mean, again, in an ideal world, I'm doing it every day, but even if you could do it a few times a week, that would be ideal just to support the body. And I'm sure you're sitting there being like, but Natasha, do your children have it? And I will say my kids are not loving it right now. So I keep trying to get them to integrate it. To be honest, the stuff from Costco, I feel like it tastes like dill pickle. It's so good. But anyways, they're not loving it right now. So we do other things to try to support it. One of those ways that they are open-minded to is yogurt. So I, you know, again, when it comes to yogurt, I've said this before, please pay attention to the yogurt that you're buying. If you're getting stuff that is already sweetened and has stuff added to it, just please look at the ingredient list. It's one of those really, really simple ways to just clean things up in your home, especially knowing that like sugar is not ideal for our bodies and for so many reasons, but it's a sneaky way that we think we're eating good food. And I just think we could really do a better job. You know, add your own frozen fruit to it if you could. Add a little bit of honey or maple syrup to sweeten it up if that's what your kids love. But if you can get a good clean yogurt, look at the ingredient list. It shouldn't have more than two ingredients usually. Milk, cream, activated live culture sometimes. And that is naturally having probiotics. So for my kids, that's definitely something they'll have a couple times a week. So that is something they are open-minded about. Kefir would be another option. And kefir is essentially just like a fermented milk product, basically. Like you can get it from goats or sheep or cows. And again, it's just more bioavailable. You can make it at home. I don't do that anymore. I just will buy it, but I'll sometimes work a little kefir into the yogurt. It's a little more liquidy, but again, a really great staple to have in your refrigerator as you're really thinking about gut health. So like, let's not overthink it. There's three foods that you can take and add into your meals, into your, the way that you nourish the body and the gut for your whole entire family. And so sauerkraut, kimchi, and kefir or yogurt, like those are great, easy ways to just be supportive. Okay, now the next thing that I wanted to say as well too is, yes, let's focus on having those three foods. Let's start integrating or being open-minded. There are more. This is not the only, you know, supportive foods, but these are three easy ways that I feel like you can support your gut health on a consistent basis that's easy to access, easy to use, And just start there, right? Like, let's start there. But here's a few things I really want you to further consider as you're supporting your digestive system. I want you to chew your food and I want you to slow down around your meals. Go back to the podcast episode where we're talking about ways to support the digestive system a little more fully. But chewing your food and not being stressed out is so, like, you know that feeling when your stomach's in knots and you just can't eat? It's like you need to be that in that relaxed state. So that's really, really important. And then there are some foods that I will say are detrimental to your gut health. And I'm not saying this as like you can never have them, because I have them. But like, let's be more mindful and kind of, as we're adding in more of the good, let's like slowly eliminate how many of these we might be having. So some like common offenders that you're going to hear about a lot, or you already probably have heard, there's a lot of reasons why they're not super optimal, are things like excessive amounts of dairy. I told you yogurt, but like if you're getting a good clean one and you're having it intermittently, like there are some benefits to that, but over too much dairy can be not beneficial for a lot of people. Gluten can be another one. And again, when I say gluten, it's almost like just considering the source of where your grain products come from goes a long way. So you've seen me sharing, like I'm trying to make as much of our own bread products in our own home. I'm not fully on sourdough yet, but I do have this 4-ingredient bread that's delicious. The problem is a lot of these bread products that we get, they just turn them over and read the ingredients. If you can get like an organic or a better option that doesn't have as many or is less refined, you're going to be eliminating a lot of the problems when I think people are talking about gluten. And yes, gluten can, there's a lot of reasons and evidence to suggest that it can be very inflammatory for a lot of people. But I'm like, let's just focus on the wholeness and better options instead of never having it. Same with pastas, you know, like you can get quinoa pastas in different versions that maybe won't be so like reactionary in the digestive system for some people. So gluten, dairy, obviously sugar, alcohol, and industrial seed oils are other ones that I'm kind of learning a lot more about now. It's very a fascinating conversation, and I'm not 100% an expert on this yet, because industrial seed oils are pretty nasty and they're in a lot of processed foods. So essentially what I'm saying is if you can focus more on whole foods, focus on those three foods to like boost gut health in general, reduce as much of the stress around mealtimes and chewing your food, and just try to stay away from overly processed foods, your gut is going to be a happier, healthier place. And you're going to be able to really reap the rewards of what that really means. So anyways, just some food for thought as you kick off this day or this week and really do that little check-in with yourself, that deep contemplation of just like, where am I at? How am I doing? And how could I be just a little bit better today and tomorrow? And you will not regret understanding more about how your gut works, how to optimize its function. And as a result, your life force, your happiness, your cycles, your immune system, like it all continues to get better and better and more resilient. And we want that for our kids as well, right? So I hope this gives you some tangible ways today. If you have any feedback or questions or anything that I can support you with, please come over to Instagram. Let me know what you're thinking. But I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will catch you back here on Thursday. Thanks for being here, and I hope you loved today's episode. The next step is to take action on what landed for you. And it would mean the world to me if you could take 1 minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, come say hey on Instagram, or send this episode to a friend. I'm cheering for you as you take your health, life, and career to the next level.